everybody. Welcome to Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Young Z, and this is It's Gonna Get Weird, where we talk about conspiracy theories and a bunch of dramatic rumors and just a bunch of fun stuff. All right, so today, our first theory is why the show got its name, actually. This was the first one I thought about when I was naming the show. And that's because it's a really weird theory. And that's why it's called It's Gonna Get Weird. Okay, so the first theory is the world is run by reptiles. And the government is all reptiles. And they're all lizards. And they're all trying to take over the world. Yeah. And that's why it's gonna get weird. All right, so the main group of these reptile governors, queens, everyone, is called the Bilderberg Group. They're a well-known group, sort of. They always have an annual Bilderberg conference where they have meetings and once a year, and they talk about very, very private stuff. We never really know what they talk about in this meeting, but it's filled with very, very important people from the European and North American political elite, give or take. I went onto their website. I think it's the BilderbergMeetings.org. And I couldn't find much. It was pretty secretive. There's about 120 to 150 people in this group. And they are all important people, including the president, there's a queen, and this is how the theory came along, is the fact that we don't know what they talk about in these meetings. I'm fine with not knowing, but someone was not. And this name was David Icke. He is a big conspiracy theorist. He just had a lot of things to say. I think in 1999, he came out saying the world is going to end. And he went on a show. He's like, the world's going to end tomorrow. And then when it didn't end, he didn't go anywhere. He was still around. He still kept saying crazy things. His newest one, most popular one, is that the government is all lizards or reptiles or reptilian creatures that are all in human, shapeshift into human form and trick us all. Now, and this all started in 1999 as well. His actual quote that he came out with, I'm going to read it. It's right here. He said, the leaders of the world have amassed such unrivaled power because they aren't human, but in fact a secret group of shapeshifting reptilian humanoids. All right, so that's basically the idea, is that they are all shapeshifting reptilian humanoids, by David Icke, the conspiracy theorist. Now, the ancient reptiles settled on Earth about 2,000 to 3,000 years ago. It's a long time ago. And the reason why they picked Earth is because we have something called monoatomic gold. And this gold, I don't know, they would eat it. They just wanted it. And this gold was known to give you powers, lizards' powers, and you could shapeshift. I googled monoatomic gold, and you could actually like buy this stuff. I'm not sure if it's the real deal, because some people say monoatomic gold doesn't exist. But people are selling this, and a lot of people, it's like a powder, and people eat it every day, and it's supposed to enhance, people say it's going to enhance your brain waves, it's going to make you smarter, it's just going to make you feel better and all, which I personally don't believe, but you can believe whatever you want. Go out and buy some monoatomic gold and try it out and tell me what happens. I don't think it'll make you smarter. I think you'll just be eating weird things and spending a lot of money on gross things. Now, these ancient reptiles, they were taking all our gold, and they got the power to shapeshift. So they came along and they started inbreeding with our people, and now their descendants, these reptiles and our people's descendants, now run our government. Okay, now it kind of makes sense, because usually families of power usually marry into other families of power, you know? Like, a lot of people would want to marry another. If you're already very high up, you want to marry another person very high up. Maybe that's because they're all reptiles and they all are in the secret of the world that we don't know. Now, they say that these leaders, they created the media, they created science, they created religion, They created the internet just so they can lead and to control the human race. If they did invent the internet, I'm very proud of them, as well as science. They invented science, they invented religion. Like, that's a lot for some little lizards to do, in my opinion. But that's what they did, and they are going to take over and control the human race. And I think they're doing a good job, because everybody's obsessed with the internet now, give or take, a lot of the young people. Now, they could have been doing all these little things, creating religion, creating the internet, creating the media, creating all these, just to distract us humans, not reptilian humans, from what is really going on. There's probably something way bigger going on. 9/11, for example, I talked about in my second show. You can go back and listen to it in podcast form on radio.dominican.edu. 9/11, that was supposedly, these are all rumors, created by the government. The government made that, and if the government's all lizards, they probably did that because to hide something that we didn't want to know, or that we weren't ready to know. And so they just planned this entire crazy thing to happen to distract us. Now, what happened is there is an entire documentary on the History Channel. It's called Ancient Aliens, and it talked about how there's ancient aliens, and the aliens helped the people back in the day create these ancient models such as Stonehenge and Easter Island and the pyramids of Giza and all those things. They're huge, big pyramids, big models and structures. How did these people create this, like, thousands of years ago? How did they lift these rocks that are impossible to move with, like, anything except for, like, a giant crane, which they did not have at that time? So theorists are looking at it and saying, oh, is it the aliens or is it the reptiles? The reptiles totally helped them because they have super strength because they eat gold. And that's what they are talking about on this documentary on the History Channel. It really makes you believe. They really make you believe a lot of crazy things on that channel. I recommend watching Ancient Aliens. I think it's really interesting, even though it is a little bit crazy. It's a little bit weird. That's why it's called It's Gonna Get Weird. But I like it, and I think a lot of people will too. And there was a poll happening, and it was in 2013 right here, and 12 million people believe that the government are all reptiles. Now, it's 12 million people in the entire world, okay? So that is not a lot, but it is a lot of people to believe that reptiles are running our world. Like, I don't know if I believe it or not, because it is a lot to think about and a lot to wrap your head around, because lizards, you see a lizard walking around the street, and you just move on with your life. But that could be Obama. And some people, 12 million people to be exact, beliefs. Now, the only thing that's holding us back from this being fact and this being true is the fact that there's absolutely no proof. And that's kind of a big one, because people are saying, oh, the proof is the Stonehenge. And that's not proof. It's just a rumor and a theory. However, there was reportedly Princess Diana, she would talk about this kind of thing to her friend, and her friend came out a while ago talking about all the crazy things that Diana would say. Now, there was a tape, and it was recorded, and there was witnesses to all the things Diana was saying about the reptilians, but that is gone. Of course it's gone. Of course, no one's heard of it, and only these people, the witnesses and Diana's friend, heard of it. And she allegedly would call the royal family reptiles, and she would say they're not human. She would call the other family involved. She would all call them lizards. They were lizard people. And they married her into the reptilian family, and that was when she started talking about it. She was forced into marrying this into it, and they said, if you're going to talk about this worldwide secret, you're going to have to face the consequences. And when she started talking about it, she ended up getting in a huge car accident that everybody knows about. It was a very, very tragic time. And people say it is because she was talking about the lizard people, and that her family members are lizards. So is the world run by reptiles? Maybe the Illuminati, they're all reptiles, and the Illuminati is in charge of all this. Maybe the Illuminati is not even real, but it's a lot. Now, lizards create, they also believe these lizard people create all these big pop stars, and they create distractions so they can help the pop stars and the big celebrities can help them take over the world. So apparently all these pop stars are also reptilian people hiding in human suits. Now, this is all an open interpretation. You can believe whatever you want. But I'm just saying that there was a video of Justin Bieber, and he blinked, and his eyes were not human. They looked very, very weird in this video. You can look it up. You can type in Justin Bieber court video eyes. That's what I looked up. And you could see it was when he was in court, when he got arrested. And there was a stream from the jailhouse to the courthouse where he blinked, and his eyes looked really, really crazy, and they looked kind of reptilian. He usually has brown eyes. I just know that because I watched the video. Bieber's great and all, but he's also a lizard. Anyway, his eyes, they were brown at first, and he blinked, and then his eyes turned like a silver gold, and then he flinched and he looked down. Everyone saw this, and everyone was like, wait, what just happened? Everyone saw that, and everyone started talking about what was up with Justin Bieber's eyes and his court video, and he was getting arrested, so he was probably nervous. He was a very, very nervous lizard, and he probably blew his cover for a second, and that's when he blinked. He looked down. You can look at the video. It's kind of creepy, this video I watched. And he looked down, and then you can tell that he's nervous and that he's like, oh no, I just did something bad. But that's the one thing. So all the celebrities you know and love, they are all reptiles. Now, it ties into the theory. There's another theory that Britney Spears was hired by the Bush administration. Now, in the time of Britney Spears's crazy lashing out, big breakdown, George Bush was in charge of a lot of things going on. He's the president, and he was allegedly hired Britney Spears to distract the people of America from what was really going on in the political world. Now, people believe this because every single time Britney Spears did something crazy, George Bush was also doing some pretty sketchy things, or something crazy was going on in the political world. And maybe Britney Spears is a lizard, and George Bush and Britney and their little lizard friends all came up with this plan. Okay, so the first thing that happened that made everyone surprised was that in January 5th, this is when a very interesting thing happened. I didn't even know about this until I started researching it, is the Valerie Claim incident. Now, Flame, P-H-L-A-M-E, Valerie, she was a CIA agent, and her husband, Joe Wilson, was high up in the CIA and the government as well. This happened on January 5th, 2004, and what happened was George Bush, he came out and he said that there is yellow cake, and it was being transferred from a country in Africa to Iraq. And yellow cake is just a fun way of saying uranium, which is radioactive, very, very, very radioactive stuff. It's dangerous stuff. And George Bush was talking about how it was being transferred from the country somewhere in Africa to Iraq. Now, Joe Wilson said that no, that is not true. Joe Wilson, being Valerie Claim's husband, he said, no, that's not true. There's no yellow cake being moved anywhere. That's not happening. I don't know what he's talking about. There is something happening within that. And whenever someone disobeys the Bush administration or something contradicts it, they always get into some pretty sketchy trouble, if you ask me. There's a lot of incidents. There's a list of them. However, this one, right after he came out and said, I don't know what George Bush is talking about, that's not right, Joe Wilson outed Bush, and then the Bush administration decided to out him and his family. Now, they ended up outing Valerie Flame, his wife, as a CIA spy, and she ended up losing her job as a spy and put many other agents into a pretty bad situation. A lot of people got in a lot of trouble because they outed her as a CIA agent. And she lost her job, and he had to go along with her because of this whole thing, just because he contradicted the Bush administration. So while this whole mess of a thing was going on, the yellow cake, Valerie Flame and Joe Wilson, while that was happening, the same exact time, Britney Spears got married in Vegas to Jason Alexander for only 55 hours. So that was all happening, and in that exact period, Britney decided to get married to her very good childhood friend, Jason Alexander, and then 55 hours later, she called it quits and got a divorce. Now, that's a very interesting thing for a person to do. I remember when it happened, I was a really young kid, but I was still like, what is that? Why is that a thing? I think it's the smallest marriage to ever happen in history. But it seems like she was thinking on her toes. They called her up. They're like, yo, you got to do something. And she was like, okay, I got this. I'm going to marry my best friend and then divorce him a couple hours later. And that's exactly what she did. What a way to distract the public, in my opinion. Now, the next thing that happened was in April 2006, the Bush's approval rate was at an all-time low, and it was only at 38%. And they most likely did not want people listening to all that happening, so they called up Britney Spears, the little lizard friend, and everyone decided to focus on Britney's bad parenting skills. And no one wanted to focus on Bush's approval rate being very, very low. It's all time low, not very, very low. And at that time, Britney was driving around with her baby on her lap in her car while she was on freeway with her baby on her lap. She was holding her baby wrong. Her baby fell out of a high chair, allegedly. She lost custody of her baby and just all these things. Everyone was focusing, oh, Britney Spears, bad parent. Not even realizing what's happening in politics. Now, the next thing was November 6, 2006, and this was like a very, very, very interesting time because it was on this exact same day, and it was November 6, 2006. That was when, the day before the midterm election, Republicans lost 33 Senate seats and 435 House seats. Now, this was a big deal for the Republicans, and it was the day before the midterm election. And at the same exact time, Britney Spears announced her divorce from Kevin Federline. And it was a 2-year marriage, and she announced her divorce on that same day. I don't know why. Maybe it was because she was trying to distract from what the Bush administration and the Republicans and everyone was doing. It's an interesting way to distract again, if this is true. These are all conspiracies, people. Now, the last one, not very least, but there's a lot more. These are just a few. In February of 2007, Bush announced the reformation of Al-Qaeda. Now, that is a big thing to announce. And that's when Britney Spears completely lost it. When she shaved her head, when she beat up a car with an umbrella, and just everything. It seems like a stretch, even though the timing was very, very perfect each time. It is a lot to say Britney Spears is in charge of the Bush administration. She's helping him out with distracting the entire world. But she was very open about her political views, and she often would say that she supports him as a president. Everyone else should trust him with everything he's doing. And she was very, very, she felt very strong about this kind of thing. Now, was it just super convenient timing, or was Britney really working with the Bush administration the whole time? I don't know. It seems like a lot to me. Now, our next one, I kind of knew about. I kind of suspected it for a while, and now it's becoming a thing because it's the O.J. Simpson is actually Khloe Kardashian's father, not Robert Kardashian. This is becoming a big thing because the show came out. There was a new show about O.J. Simpson's trial. It had Sarah Paulson in it, and it's really good. Now, so what the Kardashians are, if you don't know who the Kardashians are, they're one of the biggest families in Hollywood today. And Khloe Kardashian, she is the, she's the middle child. No, she's the youngest. Yeah, she's the middle one of the top three Kardashians. She's also the Jenners and stuff, and the brother. But she is the middle girl. And Robert Kardashian, he is the father, allegedly, of Khloe Kardashian. He's definitely the father for Kim and Kourtney Kardashian, with Kris Jenner being his wife. And Robert Kardashian was defending O.J. Simpson in his trial. He was O.J.'s lawyer. And the Simpson family and the Kardashian family, they were also known to be very, very close with each other. And they would go on vacations together. They'd always be with each other. They'd always be hanging out and stuff. And everyone starts thinking, oh, that's probably where it all happened. That's probably where Kris Jenner went and hooked up with OJ. And that's how Khloe Kardashian happened. Now, it makes sense for someone to kind of to hide all this and make it up, because no one wants a big scandal like that in their family. They don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. So they just said that Khloe Kardashian is Rob's daughter, because that was the marriage they were in. And compared to Kourtney and Kim, Khloe looks kind of different. Now, Kourtney and Kim, they look a lot the same. They're also the same height, and Khloe is a little bit taller than her. And Khloe's face is more square, and Kourtney and Kim's is more, I want to say, heart-shaped. Now, Kourtney is still gorgeous. She's beautiful, so is Kim. And Khloe is gorgeous too. They're all beautiful people, but I'm just saying, Khloe does not look as much similar as Kourtney and Kim look like. And if you put Khloe's face and OJ's face next to each other, they look a lot more similar than Khloe and Robert Kardashian's face put next to each other. And OJ Simpson's daughter is another big thing. Like, if you look at a picture of OJ Simpson's daughter, she looks exactly like Khloe Kardashian when she was her age. I think there's a picture of her, OJ Simpson's daughter, when she was 14. And then if you look at a picture of Khloe Kardashian when she was 14, they look exactly the same. That's what I noticed. It was really creepy. I noticed this a long, long, long time ago. And this is just something coming up again. It was already a well-known theory. And on the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they even asked Khloe to do a DNA test on the show, but she said no. Now, that's kind of a lot to ask for someone. And maybe she just didn't, she wanted to believe, yeah, like, of course, like, Robert Kardashian's my father. Like, who else would it be? It's not going to be OJ. But maybe she said no because she was scared. And she was like, oh my gosh, maybe he is my dad. Maybe this is all a lie. And maybe she just didn't want to find out. So that was kind of a lot for Hollywood to ask her to do, but she didn't do it. And apparently, this is what happened. It came out a while ago that OJ Simpson, he's in prison now, obviously, because he's crazy and he murdered his wife, allegedly. But one of the prison guards was talking to him, and he said, I'm tired of hiding it. Khloe is my kid. He was tired of keeping it a secret, and he said Khloe is his kid. So I don't know if you want to believe that. It seems like a lot for just a prison guard to come out and say, yeah, OJ said Khloe's his kid. But it's all open to interpretation. You can believe whatever you like. But that is just one example of, give or take, proof for this theory that Khloe Kardashian is actually OJ Simpson's daughter, not Robert Kardashian's. Now, our next theory coming up after this short break is about Miss Avril Lavigne. She's a very well-known rock pop singer, and the theory is that she is not alive, and the person that is her is a clone. Now, I'll be right back. This is radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to It's Gonna Get Weird with DJ Young Z. Thanks for listening. All right, welcome back, Penguin Radio listeners. This is DJ Young Z. This is It's Gonna Get Weird. We're gonna be talking about conspiracy theories. Now, before this break, we talked about how the government and the whole world is run by reptilian folk, and they are all just hiding in human costumes, and it was very, very weird. And if you want to listen to that and you missed it, you can go back, come back later and listen to it in podcast form like anyone else's radio show. We also talked about how Khloe Kardashian is actually OJ Simpson's daughter, and Britney Spears works for George Bush. Okay, but right now we're talking about Avril Lavigne. Now, Avril Lavigne is a well-known singer. She's from Canada, but she lives in America when she started her music career. Her highest peak in her career was in the early 2000s. I remember it very vividly because I would listen to her music, and my older sister would listen to her music. And I thought I was so cool listening to the same music my older sister was listening to. Her songs, I just felt so great listening to her songs as a kid. Now she's still around. She's still making music and stuff every once in a while, but it's not the same, and this is how the theory goes, okay? So her most popular album was called Let Go, and that was in 2000. That was released in 2002. That was the one I would always listen to. And she was doing very, very well, and everyone loved her. Everyone would listen to her. She was one of the biggest names, in my opinion, in music at that time. And it was a good time for her. And the next thing that happened to her after this album was released at this big point in time was very, very sad. But after her first album, Let Go, was released, her grandfather passed away. And her grandfather, they were very, very, very close. They were like best friends. She loved her grandfather, and she took this very, 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 very hard. I could imagine and how anyone would, but she took it very hard. She would cry on stage. She wrote a song for him. And that is a very sad song, but she would perform it, and she was seen crying on stage at that time. And so she hired a body double because she couldn't go out. She couldn't face the fans. The paparazzi kept attacking her all the time. So she just made her double go out and pretend it's her. Now, her double looks a lot like her, and almost exactly like her. And her name was Melissa Mandela, and they were exactly the same. They became best friends, and they would always hang out together. And Melissa started picking up Avril's special traits, like the way she laughed and the way she talked and the things she ate, and basically started becoming Avril. And Avril was having a great time because she had this great friend with her who also looked exactly like her, might I add. And it was still a very big time in her life. She was still at a very big point in her career, but she was also suffering from her grandfather's death. She also had Lyme disease, I believe she was diagnosed. Nah. Yeah, she just had a lot going on in her life at that point, and she was taking it very hard, and she got into this big depression. Now, what people think is what happened is that she actually killed herself because of all the sadness she was going through and the hard time she was going through. And that is just awful to like believe and for people to make theories about, but all these examples do point into a very interesting direction. Now, the record label decided they couldn't let her go because she was at the height of her career, Let Go, her album. So they pretended it didn't happen, and they decided to make Melissa just pretend to be her instead, because Avril was too big. She was too big. She was too great. This label needed her fame and her greatness around. If I was a record label with Avril Lavigne in 2002, I wouldn't want to let her go either. I would be devastated if she left, mostly because I was a child back then, and I did not know what was going on, and I was sad that Avril was sad. Now, and Melissa apparently was very, very interested, and she is now Avril Lavigne. So what people started doing was they would get pictures of Melissa and Avril and they put them next to each other, and they noticed, like, there was actually quite a few differences between them, believe it or not, because they looked exactly the same. And they there's pictures of Avril Lavigne's arm, and there's like side views of her, and in some of them she has a few freckles on her arm. And now the most recent pictures of Avril Lavigne, she doesn't have the freckles on her arm. She has extra ones in different places that aren't even the same places as before. So apparently that's proof that Avril Lavigne is dead and she is taken over by Melissa. Another thing was on her face. There was two freckles on her face, on her nose and by her eyebrow, but now there's only one. So what happened to that? And it's just pictures of like the old Avril Lavigne and the new Avril Lavigne. They look very, very similar, but they also, you can tell there's a little bit of a difference there. Now, I don't know how they did it, but like her mouth is basically the same in my opinion. So I'm just like, okay, yeah, like sure, that could be someone else, but the mouth is exactly the same and the nose is kind of similar, but the nose in her old pictures is a little bit more square than the nose in her new pictures. I don't think she got a nose job or anything, because her eyeballs are also more rectangular in her old pictures, and in her new pictures they're more like doughy and more round. Now in either picture she looks great, I'm just saying, like, she looks amazing, but she looks a little different. I don't know why someone's face could change in those special ways. It's just impossible to change someone's eyeball shape and stuff like that. Now the weirdest thing in my opinion was this Brazilian talk show, and when they asked her about it. Now it was a while ago, and so it was kind of weird quality to watch this Brazilian talk show. It was also a Brazilian talk show, so they had accents and stuff. But you know, you can tell what was happening in this talk show. They were telling her how people think she died, and that they don't understand. And she was like, oh, well, I'm here. She responded with, nope, I'm here, I'm me. And then the lady just came out and said, they say it's a clone. And the way the lady said it is kind of funny. If you want to look it up, you can type in Avril Lavigne Brazilian talk show clone accusation. That's how I found it after hearing about it on some articles. And she got, after the lady was like, it's a clone, she got very, very nervous after the host said that. And throughout the rest of the show, she was stumbling on her words and she got pretty tense and she was acting kind of anxious throughout the rest of the show. And it just kind of switched after the lady said that. So the way she reacted to this lady saying she's a clone is not the way someone who isn't a clone would act. It's the way a clone would act, in my opinion. So that kind of made me believe, in my opinion. You can believe whatever you want, but I believe that. It's kind of sad, too, that Melissa has to pretend she's Avril Lavigne. And apparently, like, before, Avril Lavigne would never eat meat, but now Melissa eats meat, and like there's a lot of things that Avril Lavigne would never do that Melissa is now doing. But I think that those aren't great. That's not good proof at all, but you can look it up. But the main thing is that her music completely changed after that. She kind of went from an edgy pop rock singer to making like really they're good songs. They're very girly songs, except for that song, I think it's Hello Kitty Girl or whatever. Hello Kitty, it got a lot of hate. It was probably one, it was in like the top 10 most controversial songs of all time, because she was talking about kawaii and how that is a thing in her song. But she didn't mean to offend anyone, but it did offend a lot of people. And it was just very different from her old songs, like Complicated, which I played before this, and like Skater Boy, and all the Let Go album is completely different from her new albums, like Girlfriend and stuff. And along with that is her performing voice is also very different. And in 2002, if you listen to her performing, it was like, yeah, it was edgy and it was low, and she had kind of a low voice. It was a beautiful voice. I love her voice. And she had a pretty good sound going right there. But then in 2009, if you listen to her live 2009 or watch some videos of her performing live, it's kind of like a lighter and more silky voice, more kind of girly voice. And it's, there's a big difference. You can watch videos of her old singing voice and her new singing voice and how it's like, oh, that's different. That's a little different. Everyone's like, that's not the same. That means it's not her. And they can go on. They could find more freckles on Avril Lavigne. They could be like, oh, that wasn't there before. And they'll use that as proof too. It can get pretty intense with this theory. I don't know how it did, but it did. Maybe there's a lot of Avril Lavigne fans out there that just did not like that. But that Brazilian talk show, that was a weird way to act for someone that is not a clone. There's a lot of cloning going on in Hollywood, apparently. There's a lot more theories that I can talk about in the next shows about that on radio.dominican.edu. However, it's a shame that she had to go through such a hard time and then her clone took over that she hired, and that was her best friend. Must be hard for her best friend, too. Okay, so moving on from this strange theory, that theory was pretty crazy, in my opinion. The next theory, I love this theory because I watch a lot of reality TV and I approve of all reality TV everywhere and anywhere. And this is the theory that American Idol is all fake and it's not real and they're all just making it all up. Now, the American Idol, it's a singing competition. It was made just to create the next pop star, and my favorite singer to come out of American Idol is Kelly Clarkson. She's queen, but no one believes it. And a lot of reality TV is staged, and a lot of it is pretty like out there. So I could understand American Idol kind of going to that length and casting it, because that is what is being said about American Idol. Now, if it was casted, how come all these people are auditioning and are going in and thinking that they're so good, and there's a lot of bad singers on that show in the beginning in the audition section, and it makes you feel kind of sad for them, because they actually think they're good, because they actually went through a lot of auditions apparently to get casted in the show. So there's also more singing competitions. I'm watching The Voice right now. It's really, really good with the judges. I personally like all the judges on The Voice, and a lot of it does seem kind of staged in my opinion, but that could just be, maybe it's really good TV, maybe they got really good people this year. So what they do is, for American Idol, what they do is they pick someone out that they know is a good singer, and they tell them to do the show so they can win it and sign with the label, American Idol's label, and they can just make a ton of money. So like, basically, American Idol, they find someone great, they're like, yep, that's our person, that's who we're gonna make win, and then they just create the show around this person and make everyone believe that this is just some person from the middle of nowhere, and they don't sing, they don't know what they're doing, but they're actually great. And they find a top 10 people, and they cast those people as well. So they cast the entire show, and so you think you're watching all these people audition, but you're not watching all these people audition. They already know who they want. They already know that who's gonna win. They already have their superstar. And so they think that they find the top 10 on casting websites or through managers or through agents or just like around. Honestly, in Hollywood, you can find anyone. And the audition part is literally them just showing terrible people who wanted to sing just for entertainment. And so the audition part is real. They just have everyone come in and audition, and they say, yeah, you're good, go ahead, you can move on. And then they go and record it in front of Simon and Jennifer Lopez and them. And these people actually think they're really good. And that's kind of sad because they think the audition part is real, but it's not. But the audition part is great, in my opinion. I kind of like, me and my friend really like watching the auditions, the American Idol auditions, because they are hilarious, sad to say. And I think these people do know. Like, some people are just so bad. It seems like something is up because these auditions are great. But those terrible people, they go in an audition, some of them, and a casting director goes and tells them, oh, they're great, so they can move on, and they can, but once they go and they're all in front of Simon and J-Lo, they get told the truth, and they just went through 5 auditions just to get into that comedy montage, basically, or that funny audition montage, and they say, wait, but I thought I was good, or something, and then Simon Cowell goes and said, no, you are awful, go leave. And just gets very, very personal with these poor, poor people. They thought they were good. But anyway, auditions are real somewhat. And then everything else after that is all cast and it's all staged. And they all know what's going on. So what they do is they usually have 10 people they created to be in the best, the top 10. And then they have one superstar that they already know is going to win. Like Kelly Clarkson, for example, they told her just to pretend. Apparently, they just told her to pretend she was a waitress from Texas who only sings in the shower and doesn't sing anywhere else and has no singing background and honestly doesn't understand anything that she's doing, which is hard to believe because Kelly Clarkson, she's got a voice, okay? She could sing. I don't believe that she was just a waitress singing it for fun just around her house. In reality, it is like they say, in reality, she was already living in LA. She already had an agent. She was already writing songs with a record label, and she was already signed to a label. And American Idol found her with her label, and they're like, wow, she is good, but she is not big yet. So we're going to take her, and we're going to put her on our show, and we're just going to tell her to go sing on our show and pretend that she's still from Texas and just say yeehaw all the time. Just pretend you never came to Hollywood. This is your first time. So that's what she did. And everybody loved her. Everybody fell in love with Miss Kelly Clarkson. And the rest is history for her. The next one they cast is called The Rabbit. And The Rabbit is good enough to be second place, okay? So they know that this person is going to be head-to-head with their superstar. And this person is always very, very good, and everybody loves them, and they chase after them instead of the superstar, and it makes everyone want to sing better. It makes everyone want to perform better in the show of the top 10 because this person's good. But everybody knows that they're not going to win. It's going to be Kelly Clarkson over there, the superstar they already picked. And The Rabbit is usually like older contestants, such as Jennifer Hudson, or I just remember Jennifer Hudson right now. She's a great example. She got second. She was The Rabbit. And then the next one is the entertaining one, the fun guy. He can dance. He could hit all the crazy notes, and then he's just fun to look at. That's always one. And the next one is the pretty girl to get all the guys to watch. She's just a cute girl that can sing. And there's usually a homosexual one to get all the gay people to watch and get excited about that one. Basically every season, just saying. There's usually a really young one to get all the teenagers to watch. There's always the really attractive young guy from college who gets all the moms to watch. And there's always just like a few randoms who are good they're good enough to get into the top 10, but they will get eliminated within the first few rounds, unfortunately. it's kind of a sad thing to put them through. But it's all fake. And all the little sad backstories are all fake. All those people say, oh yeah, I am blind, or I don't, like, all these black stories, they are real stories. They are understandable for some people, but these probably aren't these people's real stories. They just want people to buy the American Idol album so they can make more money because they feel bad about the guy whose lizard died. I don't know why that happened, but most likely because the government is run by lizards. Might I add. But all these backstories are most likely fake, unfortunately, and they just want to make money for the company. And they know the whole time that this one superstar is going to win, and they are all staged. They're all not real. So this could, this most like, this makes a lot of sense to me, in my opinion, because of all the crazy reality shows we have out there, and all the crazy reality shows that come about. It's just too perfect, in my opinion. A lot of these are just too perfectly wrong. Like America's Got Talent, some people are just so bad. Like I don't see people believing that they are good enough to win like millions of dollars and sign with this record label. And it this one is probably one of the most understandable of most of my conspiracy theories, because they do get weird. But you can take this as you want. You can believe what you want. I'm just saying this one seems pretty correct to me. So that was one about American Idol. We're going to take another break here on Penguin Radio. Thank you for listening. Come back again to finish listening to everyone else's shows. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Young Z. Our show is about time to wrap up. It was a good show. We talked about the government. We talked about the Khloe Kardashian and OJ Simpson. Their daughter and father. We talked about a bunch of very interesting theories. A lot of them do get weird. That's why it's called It's Gonna Get Weird with me, DJ Young Z. And I would just like to take a moment and let everyone know here at Dominican University that this Friday we're having a big event. We're having Midnight Mayhem, where all the athletes at our school come and perform little skits and perform in the Icebox here at Dominican. I recommend everyone to come. It is a very, very great time. The Dominican Cheer Club is also performing, and the Dominican Dance Club is actually performing too. That's going to be a good one. I just would like to let everyone to know to come out. It's probably one of my favorite events to go to here at Dominican, and I recommend it to every single student and faculty member here. Now, this is a conspiracy theory show, and my first conspiracy theory ever to talk about on this show was the Mandela Effect, and I do like to let you guys know if new Mandela Effects ever arise, because they always do. And this is basically the Mandela Effect quickly is about how people remember one thing and then later on they find out they were completely wrong. The biggest Mandela Effect, in my opinion, I've heard about it thousands and thousands of times, is the Berenstain Bears. If you look at your old copy of the Berenstain Bears that you keep in your attic somewhere, it actually is spelled the Berenstain Bears, and it's been called the Berenstain Bears your entire life, and we just didn't know it. What people believe has happened is time travel exists, and someone went and traveled back in time and messed with the Berenstain Bears and changed it to Berenstain. Or they went and talked to George Lucas or whatever about Star Wars, and instead of Luke, I am your father, he changed it to No, I am your father, the most iconic line. Now, the one that I found out recently that just made me mad was the Chevron sign for the gas stations. Apparently, I remember it always being the blue arrow on top and the red arrow on bottom. So it says Chevron, and then there's a blue and red little arrow underneath on top of each other. Apparently, that is wrong, because it's the red one on top and the blue one on the bottom. Now, if you look at a picture of the Chevron sign, you're just like, okay, yeah, that's a Chevron sign. But when you look at them next to each other, you're like, wait, no, the blue one was on top always. But apparently that's wrong, and it has changed. And I saw it when I was driving by my friend. I was with my friend in my car, and she was like, hey, that's another Mandela Effect, you know? And I was like, what? She's like, the Chevron sign, it isn't red and blue, it's blue and red. And I got so mad when I found that out, because it's the Mandela Effect. It strikes again, man. And they make me so excited, these Mandela Effects, because it is proof. Oh, it's also parallel universes can also affect the Mandela Effect. They believe that our world collided with another world where the Chevron sign did have red then blue, not blue then red. And then we just didn't know it. So that's the most recent Mandela Effect I found out about that made me surprised. Just thought I'd let you guys know. Hopefully more will come up, because they are so much fun, in my opinion. This is our show today on It's Gonna Get Weird with me, DJ Young Z. This is Penguin Radio. Up next, we will most likely have a show about travel. If not, we're gonna have another one later on today about anime, which is really, really fun to listen to. Make sure you come back anytime you want and listen to anybody's show in podcast form, because you can do that. I personally like doing that with all my friends' shows, because a lot of my friends' shows happen during when I have class. So it's a great way to just listen and have a lot of fun hearing all these really fun shows we have here at Penguin Radio. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great week. Make sure if you're a Dominican student or faculty member, you come to Midnight Mayhem on Friday. It'll be a blast. If not, go to one of the soccer games that's coming up. That'll be fun. And I'll come back next week on Wednesdays at 4. Thank you for listening. And I told about whatever. Get it why it's good, cause I'm nothing less forever. T5 fly, look, oh my. Can't help to still here, time you all by. Got time for a backseat in your eye. What I gotta do for a piece of pie?